We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Presidential campaigns reaching their final days. We have the story.
I'm Rodney Price. We have details on an officer-involved shooting over the weekend in Andover. That story is coming up.
The Boeing 737 MAX could fly again by the end of 2020. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. For the first time in a while, we're seeing several chances of rain across south-central Kansas this week. We will talk about the need for a heavier jacket today, though. That's coming up.
A race to the finish line for President Trump and Joe Biden. Both were out making the case to voters this weekend.
President Trump and his November challenger, Joe Biden, both campaigning hard as they try to make their final pitches to voters. Biden spent most of the day in Durham, North Carolina, a state that no Democrat has won since the vice president's former boss, Barack Obama, back in 2008. Meantime, President Trump wrapping up a busy weekend with a rally in Carson City, Nevada. In 2016, Hillary Clinton only narrowly won there. And this year, the commander-in-chief is hoping to flip the typically blue state to red.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reporting the final presidential debate comes this week. It'll be on Thursday. Wichita police say they have arrested a 59-year-old man on a charge of criminal threat against Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple. Friday, police said they were alerted to threatening statements directed toward Mayor Whipple by Meredith Doughty of Wichita, said to be a retired firefighter. Officers and investigators immediately began investigating the threatening statements, leading to the arrest of Doughty Friday afternoon. The investigation is ongoing. It will be presented to the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is looking into an officer-involved shooting in Andover.
It happened at approximately 3:20 p.m. Saturday. The Andover Police Department received a 911 call about a man with a gun outside the Quick Shop located at U.S. 54 and Andover Road. Officers found a 46-year-old man from Dodge City. After a verbal exchange, an Andover police officer shot the armed subject. The man then fled on foot and was apprehended at the Brahms restaurant two doors down. The man was transported to Wesley Hospital in Wichita with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. No officers were hurt in the incident. The KBI Special Agents and Crime Scene Response Team is investigating, and once completed, the findings will be turned over to the Butler County Attorney for review. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County Health Officer Dr. Gerald Minns has signed a 6-week local health order that will allow bars and nightclubs to stay open until 1 a.m. This order goes into effect Thursday and will continue until December 9th. County Health Director Adrian Byrne says it will take 2 weeks to know the impact of the decision.
You know, time will tell, you know, how much of a, whether that decision was the best decision to make or not.
Those businesses will still be limited to 50% capacity. The new order replaces the previous one, which allowed for bars and nightclubs to operate until midnight. The Secretary of Health and Human Services is urging patients from the American people on therapies and eventually a vaccine against coronavirus.
HHS Secretary Alex Azar says cases are increasing across the nation because cooler weather is preventing social distancing outdoors, and that people are experiencing what he calls mitigation fatigue. He asked on NBC's Meet the Press that people be vigilant a little longer.
We are weeks away from monoclonal antibodies for you for safe and effective vaccines. We need to bridge to that day. So please just give us a bit more time.
Health experts continue to say that it's more likely that a vaccine won't be widely available until well into next year. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The Boeing 737 MAX could return to service by the end of the year.
American Airlines says it expects the Federal Aviation Administration to certify the plane by late November. Parts for the Boeing 737 MAX are made at Spirit AeroSystems in Wichita and employs thousands of workers, many of whom have been laid off or furloughed while the plane was grounded. If the plane is certified, American says it will fly between Miami and New York daily. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Kansas City Chiefs in action this afternoon. Strange, a Monday afternoon game. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Rescued at sea by a Carnival Cruise Line cruiser. A ship, that's coming up. Keep it here. Steve's 10 in the morning on KNSS. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Monday morning. Sedgwick County Commissioner Jim Howell tells KNSS News what symptoms he had when he tested positive for COVID-19.
I did lose my taste and smell. Thankfully, I've gotten that back already. At the same time, I did have some I would say, cold-like symptoms, chills and body aches. I would have said it was just a kind of a cold, but with the taste and smell, I decided I really better get tested, and so I did, and sure enough, it came back positive. I was actually a little bit surprised by it because it felt pretty good even from the very beginning. It was just really light symptoms.
Jim Howell was a guest on the John Whitmer Show Sunday night here on KNSS. Rescued at sea by Carnival Cruise Lines.
The empty Carnival sensation spotting about two dozen people Saturday, two of them children, on a sinking boat about 37 miles off the coast of Palm Beach, Florida. The crew bringing the people on board where they were isolated and quarantined from the crew and providing life jackets, food, water, and blankets before transferring them to the U.S. Coast Guard. Those rescued reportedly of different nationalities. Carnival Cruise Lines not yet in service due to the pandemic, so no guests on board at the time of the rescue. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
A new sculpture honoring military women and military working dogs has been unveiled outside Arlington National Cemetery.
The life-size bronze sculpture called The Pledge has been placed at the Women in Military Service for America Memorial, located at the cemetery's entrance. The sculpture shows a female service member kneeling to meet her working dog. The sculpture by artist Susan Bahari was commissioned by the U.S. War Dogs Association National Headquarters and is the only major national memorial honoring all women who have defended America throughout its history. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic this morning, some heavy traffic northbound on I-135 approaching that north junction and then kind of getting bottled up there as you go on to K-96. And so some heavy traffic on K-96 eastbound from there heading towards Hillside as well. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With an overcast sky across south-central Kansas, temperatures today will be running about 15 degrees below average. We should be in the upper 40s by around lunchtime, 53 for the high this afternoon. Cloudy overnight, low 42. Could see some areas of light rain or drizzle Tuesday with a high 57. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky. We have a northeast wind at 7 miles per hour and 42 degrees. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio, the Monarch in Delano. 8:11 now, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Monday morning with Steve and Ted. Monday morning, October 19th, 2020. A cloudy, cool day across south-central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature, 57 degrees. Normal high for the date, 69. So over these couple of days, we're going to stay below, as Dan was saying, below what the normal high for the date is. Over the weekend, my wife and I, we got our ballots in the mail last week, and we actually voted yesterday. We filled out our ballots and took them by the post office box down at the airport, dropped them in the mail, and there you go. We have voted. You will notice on the ballot, of course, a lot. One of the things that stood out to me was all of the judges. The Sedgwick County Court judges, the district judges are, not all of them, but a good many of them are up for election.
Yeah.
And most of them, almost all of them running unopposed. So unless you got a write-in candidate on some of those, you just have to either fill it out or don't. But anyway, there's a lot of judges who are up for re-election and up for election. So that's one of the things you'll see. And those, today is the first day you can actually go and vote in advance.
Sure is.
So you can go to the old Sedgwick County Courthouse if you want to. And Jad says Intrust Bank Arena is having that event today?
Starts today. Yeah.
You're going to have it for several days at Intrust Bank Arena?
Yeah, every day that they're doing advance voting, yeah.
Okay, protected voting down there. They'll probably have a lot of, I know they'll have a lot of precautions in place.
Sure will, I bet.
To keep you safe from the coronavirus, that's for sure. All right, so it's time to vote. Only 15 days until Election Day. You know, any mail carrier can bring your bills and weekly store ads, but it takes a special carrier to bring a set of first aid skills that can keep a person from bleeding to death. How many times do our mail carriers run into things like this, emergencies while they're out there delivering the mail? Fernando Garcia, your authorities say, helped a man who accidentally cut his arm with a chainsaw. This happened last week when Garcia was ending up his shift in Norwalk, California. He heard a loud scream from a house, and he rushed toward it. Garcia found a man with a cut arm and used his belt as a tourniquet to keep him from bleeding out. Garcia also stayed with the man until an ambulance arrived. The extent of the man's injuries, not clear, but the extent of Garcia's help is, he says, he was a little panicky when he saw the cut, but did what anybody else would have done. Well, we hope. Garcia says he was fortunate to be there. If this is kind of an injury where there was obviously a lot of blood there, but apparently he knew about tourniquets and what to do. If you had some rudimentary Red Cross training, most of us had. I mean, in junior high school, I think I had some from the Red Cross, but that's one of the things. In Boy Scouts, we studied tourniquets and how to apply, put a tourniquet on if somebody's bleeding. But this letter carrier had the chance to do some real good stuff there. I rescued a person. 8:14, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. I'd just like to take a moment to remember someone. We talked about this last hour. I'm going to mention it again, though. I'm talking about Bobby Stout, who passed away. We found out Friday he had died in his sleep. Bobby was a police officer and a detective with the WPD for 23 years. He actually retired as deputy chief. And then he said, I got to do something to keep myself busy. So he became the head of the Crime Commission, or the Crime Stopper. He was director of the Crime Commission for 23 years, and that included the Crime Stoppers. Of course, the Crime Stoppers was originated as a way to bring private money to bear on cases that the police needed some help on, so that you've heard our spots over the years. You've seen them on TV. If a person has some information about a crime, they call 267-2111, or they contact Crime Stoppers, and anonymously they can turn in that information and get paid a lot of money, up to, $1,250 or even double that, I think, sometimes for if it's something that really, really want some information on. But how many times have they solved crimes or helped to solve crimes over the years because of the good work by the folks at Crime Stoppers and also Bobby Stout? So his last 23 years, he just lent himself in a sort of a retirement from the police department, but he didn't really retire. He stayed busy with Crime Stoppers, and they did things to try to find ways to help kids keep away from crime. They had programs for that, for youngsters to have a way to turn away from crime. And so Bobby was just, he was a lifelong, after he got into the working world, he was a police officer. And I always enjoyed my time with him. We became pretty good friends. He could call up at any time, and we would chat. And we talked with him, a few weeks ago. And I could tell that things were not 100% at that time, but I don't know what the health problems Bobby had, but he did die in his sleep last week. We'll be looking for, if you're interested, I know it'll be easy to find information about any funeral services or anything like that for Bobby Stout. But he was a good guy, and he was on the air with us. He did Crime Stoppers updates on KNSS with us for, 10, 11 years, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't remember what day it was, but we had Crime Stoppers update with Bobby Stout. And so we got to know him pretty well, and he was a good guy. We're going to miss him already. 8:16, make it 8:17, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It's a Monday, and usually there's not a whole lot going on Monday on sports. But today we've got some football to talk about, and the Chiefs are involved, right, Jad?
That's right. Well, usually we'll have a recap of the stuff that happened over the weekend, and a lot of times it'll be what happened at a Chiefs game. But no, the Kansas City Chiefs are facing the Buffalo Bills tonight in a COVID-delayed Week 6 Monday afternoon matchup. The two teams coming off of their first losses of the season. The two teams are both 4-1. both teams are in first place in their respective divisions, so a lot of similarities.
Good matchup.
Yeah, a lot of similarities between these two teams. This should be a pretty good game, and of course that's the Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills. Tune in this afternoon for Kansas City Chiefs football on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We got a pregame start right here on KNSS at 3 o'clock. And then Monday Night Football action, that's over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Dallas Cowboys hosting the Arizona Cardinals. The broadcast start at 6:30. Back on Saturday, another loss for KU, 38-17 at West Virginia. The Jayhawks were without head coach Les Miles, who had tested positive for the coronavirus a week before that. He was cleared, and they said he could go to the game, but they say he just chose not to travel out of an abundance of caution. He wanted to make sure everything's absolutely okay, so Les Miles was not with KU for their loss at West Virginia. In the latest Associated Press College Football poll, Clemson, number one. They more or less took apart Georgia Tech on on Saturday. Number two, Alabama defeated Georgia, who was at the time number three. Georgia now bumped down to number four, and Notre Dame moves up into the third spot. Ohio State rounds out the top five. They haven't even played yet. Big Ten hasn't even started playing yet, but they're number five in the country with zero games under their belt this season. See how that continues on. In the Big 12, as far as college football is concerned, Oklahoma State up a spot to number six, so just outside of that top five, followed by Texas A&M at number seven. Kansas State up a couple of spots. They're ranked 20th. And if you'll remember, Steve, all the way back to KU's first loss of the season in their first game, Coastal Carolina. Well, Coastal Carolina upset number 21 Louisiana. They're now ranked number 25 in the nation. So a bump for there for KU's first opponent and the out-of-conference opponent this season. Kansas senior forward Silvio D'Souza has decided to leave the KU basketball program. He made the announcement on Friday in Twitter. In part, his statement reads, "I have made the difficult decision to opt out of this season to focus all of my energies on some personal issues." D'Souza is from Angola. He was suspended last season for 12 games by the Big 12 for his role in a fight at the end of the KU-K-State game at Allen Fieldhouse. He's also been a part of the NCAA's inquiry into KU basketball. They ruled that he had to sit out the remainder of last season and all of this season because, quote, his guardian received payment from a university booster and agent and agreed to receive additional funds from the same person. Now, KU actually appealed that NCAA decision and won, so he was eligible to play this year. He will now not do so because he is opting out of playing this year. Shocker Track and Field program announcing that Director of Track and Field and Cross Country Steve Rainbolt will be doing his annual golf marathon from sunrise to sundown today, so it's already begun, at Willow Bend Golf Course. The annual golf tournament associated with Rainbolt's marathon will not take place this year. The golf scramble associated with the event is planned to resume next year. Spectators are welcome to visit the course and check in on Rainbolt's progress each year. Coach Rainbolt plays the same number of holes as his age in an effort to raise money for the Shocker Track and Field team. So he's out there playing and will be playing all day long. It was a long green flag run to the finish at the NASCAR Cup Series race at the Kansas Speedway on Sunday. We've got the final call here, courtesy of NBC Sports.
Logano's going to have a great run down the back straightaway. Two lap cars here in front of him. He's going to have to contend with. Where does he go?
Harvick stays up high. Also lap traffic in front of him. Through three and four for the final time. Joey Logano's going to win again in 2020. This time, Kansas.
Oh, yeah!
All right.
Yeah, Logano holds off Kevin Harvick for the win, earning a spot in the championship round at Phoenix. Alex Bowman finishes third, Brad Keselowski fourth, and Kyle Busch rounds out the top five. That's sports on Steve and Ted in the morning.
8:21 now, keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. And Sean's going to talk about, he's going to share some more thoughts about Hunter Biden this morning. Traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.